Welcome to Monterey Bay This Week from KAZU News. It's Saturday, August 22nd. I'm Katie Brown. The timber fire has burned almost 7,000 acres, but is about 30% contained. Also, Monterey County reminds drone operators there is a very strict no-fly zone in Big Sur for commercial and personal drones for safety. Even after most evacuation orders have been lifted, the Big Sur community still needs support. KAZU's Aaron Malsbury has more.
Ryan Leitzinger is the board chair of the Community Association of Big Sur. He says so far, no homes have been lost in the nearly 6,000-acre fire. He credits Big Sur Fire, CAL FIRE, and the U.S. Forest Service.
We're very appreciative to them, and we know that there were some close calls.
The Community Association of Big Sur and other local nonprofits are collecting money, food, and other donations for people who've been out of their homes and away from work for 2 weeks.
There is a significant need in our community at this point, and each donation has an impact.
The Community Foundation for Monterey County is distributing grants to local groups through the Monterey County Fire Relief Fund. Director of Communications Amanda Holder says the fund was created in 2020.
It's an ongoing fire relief fund that we just activated for the timber fund.
Any leftover funds will go towards future fire relief in the county. Aaron Malsbury, KAZU News.
As some residents head back home to Big Sur and some businesses reopen, firefighters are still working around the clock. They told KAZU's Jillian Smith the terrain is forcing them to adjust how they approach the blaze.
At the CSUMB base camp, firefighter Tanner Wyatt with the Fresno Kings unit says this terrain is unlike what he typically encounters.
The terrain's just incredibly steep. We have poison oak, we have timber. It's interesting how the terrain stratifies as you go up, so it's very unique, very unique.
Wyatt says crews also have to account for the marine layer and changing weather patterns.
We definitely are a lot more reserved and calculated when it comes to our approach out there.
Firefighter Jack Spranko from Coalinga in Fresno County agrees the humidity creates a challenge.
A lot of people, when they hear fire, they probably think like, oh, it's crazy, 50-foot flame lengths. But it's pretty humid over here, and that's another reason why it's hard to put out, because once it starts going, then it goes.
He says when it's humid, the flames aren't as big and obvious, but the fire is still there.
Jillian also talked with officials about using part of the Cal State Monterey Bay campus for a timber fire base camp. The same week students begin moving onto campus. Here's that report.
CSUMB Police Chief Yvonne Gordon says emergency access is a priority as move-in gets underway, especially for the CAL fire trucks.
We also worked with the city of Marina to make sure that they have egress and ingress points off of 8th Street as well as 5th Street here on campus.
That coordination comes as CSUMB changes some traffic patterns for move-in. Officers will redirect drivers around campus. Gordon says people should always watch for emergency vehicles. CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Josh Silvera says extra traffic won't slow his crews down, but being on campus helps.
It actually has made things a little easier for us.
He says the location has shortened firefighters' commute to the timber fire, which they continue to fight. Jillian Smith, KAZU News.
The Cal State Monterey Bay campus also welcomed a new leader this week. KAZU's Amy Mayer has more.
A childhood trip from Mexico to Disneyland left a deep impression on Carlos Vargas, the new interim president.
For a number of years, I've been interested in coming to California, so this is in so many ways a dream come true for me.
Vargas comes to Monterey Bay after 10 years as president of Southeast Missouri State University. CSUMB's diverse community appeals to him.
I'm hoping that the students that identify with me being from Mexico will see that, as they say in Spanish, si se puede. You know, it's just a recognition that they can do it because I was nothing special.
The first in his family to attend college, he studied physics in Mexico City, then went on to graduate school at the University of Michigan. His one-year appointment is contingent upon not applying to be the next president of CSUMB. He says he hopes to be a bridge that keeps initiatives moving forward until the new president arrives. Amy Mayer, KAZU News.
President Donald Trump is indicating he may support efforts to have ocean lifeguards recognized as first responders, which could increase pay, training, and resources for them. He made the comment during a White House meeting with two Santa Cruz families, a 16-year-old beach guard and his parents, along with a 10-year-old he saved in a viral video, and his father and sister. During a press Q&A, Ryder Williams got asked what was going through his head during the rescue in very choppy waters at Seabright Beach in Santa Cruz.
In those dangerous moments that we have, we always try to fall back on our training. We are trained so well by many to handle that situation as best we can, so I really am just thinking about how to get the boy out of the water as fast as I can.
Ryder says he intends to become a paramedic firefighter. Trump praised his training and trainers from California State Parks, some of whom were there. That audio courtesy of C-SPAN. And some good news to wrap up this week's news roundup. The City Council approved funding for planting them around the city earlier this week. I spoke with Councilmember Andrew Sandoval, who said the money came from the city's infrastructure reserve and will help plant up to 190 trees.
We're only at about 11.5% canopy coverage, so this new $100,000 is definitely going to go to plant more trees in underserved areas.
The money will directly support the city's Adopt-a-Tree program, which had previous applicants but never planted any trees.
People had applied, but there was no funding tied to it.
An advocacy group called the Salinas Tree People formed months ago and began talks with the city.
Tree enthusiasts got together and created this group to help push the city to plant more trees.
They will help get more residents to apply for the program, and as of this week, there's about 70 applications. That's all for Monterey Bay this week. You can find all our stories online at kezu.org and follow us at NPR Monterey Bay on Instagram. This episode was produced by me, Katie Brown, with additional reporting from Aaron Malsbury, Jillian Smith, and Amy Mayer, who is also editor and news director. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with more local news. Have a great weekend.